There you go. That's Pink, her latest Just Like Fire, here on Grand Haven's favorite 92.1 FM WGHN. My name is John Roberts, hanging out until 10 this morning. Right now we have 40 degrees of wind chill, though. Makes it feel like 30. You knew that wind chill would have to rear its ugly head eventually. Otherwise, cloudy today, high 43. With me, on my right, a couple of young ladies, Laura Holmes, who we know from the Irish Music Festival quite a bit, and Melody Huinga. Did I say that right?
Close.
Okay. Melody is a local author, too, and she also works upstairs at the Grand Haven Community Foundation. That's where we know Melody. And you volunteered in the Jingle Bell Parade, too.
I did, yes.
That was cool to see you. She was just walking by, and she was like right there. She said, hi, in her yellow volunteer suit. That was a lot of fun. The Jingle Bell Parade is always a lot of fun. So.
It was a good time.
All right, Laura, let's start with you. We've got an event coming up later on this week, just a couple of days, at the Armory here in Grand Haven, the Armory Brewery, by the way, which is just a great place to hang. A great place to hang. They've got the coffee shop there, the art center upstairs. Barb runs that, Barb Carlson. But coming up, what's coming up this Thursday? Let's talk about that.
Sure. Yeah, thanks for having us. Books and Brews. Melanie and I came up with that very unique title. But yeah, we have 9 local authors, and thank you to the Art Center and Grand Armory for hosting us. So we thought, what a great way to put authors together and beer together. And, I mean, of course, you'd want to shop in an environment like that. Stress-free, buy local.
Yeah.
And there's all sorts of different genres, too. You've got YA, young adult. You have travel, pet stories. We've got historical fiction. So a little bit of everything for someone. This Thursday night, actually, from 4:30 to 7:30.
And so these authors are going to be hanging out there at the Grand Armory.
Indeed, yes.
With their books. You can buy the books, and then you get them signed, too, don't you? Which is really cool.
Right. I think that's kind of the fun part, is sort of a real personalized, unique gift signed by the author. And I think it's kind of fun when you meet and talk to, I mean, I'm an author myself, but I like to read books that, you know, I've met them, talk to them,
right.
Tell me about your book, and then I think it becomes a little bit more real.
Plus you understand their passion for why they wrote it, too, a lot of
exactly.
times that way. And there's nothing quite like having a book in your hands. I know a lot of people do the e-readers and things like that, but holding a book, there's something about that.
Well, and it's cool, too. With events like this, you know, if you buy at a bookstore, obviously you can get the books that you want and everything like that. But when you're at a local event with the authors, it's not just a, oh, here's my money, now I'm going to run out of the door. You can stand there and talk to people. And especially at an event like this where you can have a coffee or a beer or a cider, you know, you can hang around for half an hour and chat with us or the different authors and really get an idea of, you know, how our process works, or just, you know, what our favorite sports team is, whatever it is you want to talk about.
Or your dog, Owen.
Exactly, or our dog, yeah.
Melanie, by the way, has a really cute dog that's got a calendar out now, too.
Yes, he does.
Are you going to have the calendar there with you, Owen's calendar?
I don't know if it's going to be ready yet, but
oh,
I can bring
okay.
it.
He's a cutie, too, by the way. Anyway, Laura, back to you. It's coming
sure.
up this Thursday, once again.
Yes.
And this is the first time you're doing this?
Well, we've done similar events in the last couple, 3 years. They've just been at different locations. But we have done one at Grand Armory last April, which mm-hmm. was, so this is the holiday edition, Books
okay.
and Brews. So, yes, this is actually the second time we've been there.
And Melanie, are you guys going to be all around the Armory? Are you going to be at one big table, all the authors? How's that going to work?
We'll be upstairs in the Art Center.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah, so there's when we were there in April, it kind of worked out really well. There are a few people at the bar. There's a couple larger tables. There's a few smaller tables. So, again, it's not like an assembly line. You walk down and everything. You can really mingle with us and get a good idea for what kind of books are there and check them out.
And great Christmas gifts, obviously.
Yes.
Look at the timing, the holiday edition. So, mm-hmm. And Melanie, let's talk about your books, because you and I are Facebook friends, and
yes.
I see you talk about them a lot. It's young adult
yes.
is your genre. How did you come up with this? What inspired you to write about young people?
So Flicker, my first young adult novel that I wrote, is actually the third novel that I wrote. And the first two I was trying to write for adult contemporary type things. I
yeah.
mean, that's what I used to read. But my protagonists, the main characters, they were younger, usually under 20. And after my second one, a few friends said, hey, you know, maybe you should try writing young adult. You keep writing about teenage characters, and, you know, that seems to be where my interest lies. So when I started with Flicker, it really clicked with me. I mean, as a writer, you talk about your voice and what kind mm-hmm. of sounds natural. And that was, apparently I am a 17-year-old teenager. So that's what felt the most natural to me. And I kind of went with there. The idea with Flicker, so I have a trilogy, Flicker, Fracture, and Faded. And it's about a girl who uses sunlight to go back to yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
So it's contemporary with a time travel element to it.
Fantasy, a little bit of fantasy?
No, I really consider it contemporary because
okay.
it And people have asked if it's science fiction, but even though there's time travel, it's not so much about the how she gets there as the what happens when she does. Mm-hmm. And the way she does it, if you've ever been driving in a car and the sunlight comes through the trees and kind of strobes and has like a flickering effect, that really affects my head to the point where I have to cover my eyes so that I don't crash into a tree.
Right.
And I thought, you know, what if there's a girl, when that happens, she goes back 18 hours. So she can only go back 18 hours, and it's really kind of limited if she wants to make herself do it. And that's why I consider it more contemporary.
Right.
Magical realism is another phrase that I've heard used to describe
this
subgenre. Yeah.
Magical realism.
Because obviously there is it's not completely contemporary because of having that that element to it. But.
And how long have those been out now?
Flickr came out, I was just telling Laura, 5 years ago.
Okay.
And Fracture and Faded were 2 and 3 years ago. In 15 and 14 and 15.
Okay. And you also sell those online. Like
I do.
Amazon, mm-hmm. things like that. How's it doing? I think from what I understand, you're moving some copies.
I try to. I mean, everyone's, I seem to always have a really good reaction to it. And even telling people the pitch, they get really excited and really haven't had, you know, you always get negative reviews as an author. It's kind of a badge of honor.
Yeah, and radio you do too.
Exactly. I mean, if you put yourself in front of people, not everyone's going to like you, and that's fine. But no, they've been really well received, and I am excited. I have new things I'm working on too that aren't quite ready for public consumption, but we're getting there. So.
Ooh, a little teaser.
Yes.
Now, we're talking about the Christmas gifts, so young adults would love these books. Is that what you're saying, Melanie? So
but adults too.
I've
had 10-year-old boys read them. I've had 50-year-old men. My father-in-law actually loves the series, so not limited to teens.
So yeah, head out on Thursday if you want some good Christmas gifts. Laura, how would you like to wrap this up? Once again, the date is this Thursday.
Yes, December 8th, Thursday.
The time?
4:30 to 7:30.
Anything else you'd like to mention here real quick?
Well, my book is called I've Got a Pack. So if you're looking for travel ideas or adventures or tips, this is memoir. So I write nonfiction, whereas Melanie's writing fiction. So you'll have a little bit of about 50-50 of those genres on Thursday. But
should you get a series like Bear Grylls? Should you get a reality series about traveling?
Adventures with Laura.
And backpacking and things like that.
Totally do that.
That would be really cool. I could see
thank you for the plug, John. I appreciate that.
I could see you doing that. And so you're going to be there too on Thursday, obviously.
I will. I will be there. And then I actually have been working on a blog. So you can read travel and lifestyle blog once a month at contentqueens.net.
Okay.
Is where you can find that.
And cool. And once again, this Thursday at the Grand Armory, Books and Brews. Like you said, though, spending local, buying local, this is really important, and this is a big part of that. So,
yes.
Anything else, Melanie, you'd like to mention?
The only thing, if you are in the Grand Haven area and planning to go to the Chamber event and worried because they are on the same night.
Brianna, our saleswoman, is worried. She just said that. She said, I want to go, but I
have this starts at 4:30. The
perfect.
Chamber event starts at 5. So just come on over to the Armory, hang out for 20 minutes, and then head on over. So.
And say hi. All right.
Perfect.
Laura and Melanie, thanks for stopping by. So I enjoyed this. It's been fun. Right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. There you go. Talking about Books and Brews coming up this Thursday at the Grand Armory here in downtown Grand Haven. It is 9:23. With the Strumbellas on WGHN.